Chapter 1. The Mirror of Today. Today serves as a mirror reflecting our true selves. Stephen shares insights gained from studying success literature and meeting over 3,000 successful individuals. Unlike many self-improvement books focusing on external traits, Stephen emphasizes developing one's character and inner self for lasting success. Consider Sarah, a successful entrepreneur, realized that her external achievements did not bring lasting fulfillment. Reflecting on Stephen's insights, she shifted her focus from outward success to inner growth, emphasizing qualities like honesty and ethics. This change not only improved her personal life, but also positively impacted her professional. Chapter 2. Circles of Concern and Influence. Stephen introduces the concept of two circles: the circle of concern, external factors beyond control, and the circle of influence, elements within control. He explains the distinction between reactive and proactive living, emphasizing how proactive individuals focus on what they can change rather than complaining about uncontrollable circumstances. Imagine Mark, facing work-related challenges, learned to distinguish between concerns he couldn't control, office politics, and those within his influence, his work ethic. Adopting a proactive approach, he focused on improving his skills and attitude, leading to career advancements. Chapter 3. Begin with the end in mind. Having a clear vision is crucial. Stephen compares life to climbing a ladder only to realize it's against the wrong wall. He emphasizes the importance of defining personal goals and creating a roadmap to avoid reaching a destination that doesn't align with one's true purpose. Imagine Emily, feeling stuck in her career, applied the principle of beginning with the end in mind. She clarified her long-term goals, visualizing the impact she wanted to make. This newfound clarity directed her actions, ultimately leading her to a fulfilling and purpose-driven career. Chapter 4. First Things First. Stephen encourages prioritizing tasks based on importance rather than urgency. He emphasizes focusing on key aspects of life like health, relationships, and personal development. First Things First advocates spending time on what truly matters, aligning actions with long-term goals. Consider Michael, overwhelmed with work and personal commitments, embrace the habit of putting first things first. Prioritizing his health, he incorporated regular exercise and a balanced diet. This change not only enhanced his well-being but also increased his productivity in both personal and professional spheres. Chapter 5. Seek Win-Win Solutions. Stephen challenges the conventional belief that someone must lose for another to win. He promotes a win-win mindset, where both parties benefit. By collaborating and seeking mutual gains, relationships and interactions become more fulfilling and successful. Consider Jane, a business negotiator, shifted her mindset from a competitive approach to a win-win mindset. Collaborating with partners rather than viewing them as opponents, she established mutually beneficial agreements. This approach not only strengthened her business relationships, but also fostered long-term success. Chapter 6. Seek first to understand, then to be understood. Stephen shares a personal anecdote about understanding his son better. He emphasizes the importance of listening and understanding others before expecting them to understand you. The chapter highlights the power of empathy in building stronger connections. Let's say John, facing communication issues with his team, applied Stephen's principle. Instead of pushing his ideas, he listened attentively to his team members. Understanding their perspectives allowed him to lead more effectively, creating a collaborative and harmonious work environment. Chapter 7. Synergize. Acknowledging the diversity of thoughts and experiences, Stephen encourages embracing differences. He illustrates how synergy, where the combined efforts of a group exceed individual capabilities, leads to more creative and effective solutions. Let's say Amy, leading a diverse team, embraced the concept of synergy. Encouraging open communication and valuing different viewpoints, the team collectively generated innovative solutions. The synergy among team members not only enhanced creativity, but also boosted overall productivity. Chapter 8. Sharpen the Saw. Stephen introduces the metaphor of sharpening the saw to emphasize the importance of continuous improvement in four key areas: physical, mental, spiritual, and emotional. He stresses the need to invest time in self-care and personal development for sustained effectiveness in all aspects of life. Consider Chris, a dedicated professional, realize the importance of self-care after experiencing burnout. Implementing the habit of sharpening the saw, he dedicated time to physical exercise, continued learning, and relaxation. This holistic approach not only improved his work performance, but also brought more balance to his life.